get too excited.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I have hurled over disgusting toilets in places that I just had. I was like, I was so drunk that I just had to let it go. I could not even think about it. I thought about myself in like the third person. I thought, how am I sitting here in this filth?
If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Are you ready? Is this thing on?
Is this thing on, Mr. Snowbot?
Fat animals.
It's on.
Fat animals.
Let's get down to the brass tacks, Cliff.
Let's get down to business.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I want to yell all the time.
I don't know why you do either. It's very...
I get so excited, Cliff. I get so excited.
It's disconcerting to me, your co-host. It's disconcerting to the listener at home. You at home. You're disconcerted, right? I could tell. I could feel it.
I'm going to look that one up. Cliff, do you know why animals are getting so fat?
Because they have been exposed to 8 straight years of Cliff and Kendall.
No,
and
they love pizza so much, that's why.
That's a good one.
Isn't that a great one?
Is that from your new stand-up special?
No, that's...
Animals love pizza?
No. That was just an original one, just for you and our listeners.
He's just comedically riffing. This is just Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on... radio station KBSH, that's Rye 99.
Rye 99. In Bristletown.
This is it. This is the show. You're wondering when we're going to start, and this is it. But before we get to this salute to fat animals.
Yes. A word from our sponsors.
That, and I want, I was thinking the other day. Maybe I was talking to Dr. Blathers, somebody, I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, like, how I feel like I'm not alive.
Do you feel alive?
Are you living?
Cliff, I feel too alive. I feel like...
Do you?
Yes, I feel like I was...
What?
I wish I was dead, that's what I mean. I just feel like I'm too alive, because I just want to be dead.
I feel like I am just a zombie going through the motions, and... every day, I'm like, what was that day about? This is how I spent my day. I have X amount of days on Earth, and this is what I did? Do you ever think that, like,
I have.
All the time is wasted?
I have, and I'm about to help you. You know, I don't know if Dr. Blathers gave you any help, but I'm about to help you right now.
No, he said the hour was up.
Because I used to think that, too. And I got real sad about it. I'm like, well, I didn't do anything today. That I didn't read a book that I wanted to read. I didn't watch a show I wanted to watch. You know, the things we think about.
Well, or even, and I didn't even have like a life moment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life just passes you by, everybody.
Right.
It just is what happens while you're making other plans.
The first thing is that, as you say all the time, we're just going to die one day. Who cares? So you got to chalk it up that way.
I spend half my time saying that. It doesn't matter because death.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
So
no matter what, it's not going to matter. And then I spend the other half of my time saying, no, Cliff, you're living for love.
But the other part of it is, it's like, think about like, well, you know, I did wake up this morning. I did. Oh, come on now. Don't give me that look.
I woke up.
I had a really good lunch today.
Yeah.
You just got to find the moments. I'm sure we've said this on the show before. Find it, listeners. I'm there. It's there.
Live in the moment.
Find
blah,
those
blah, blah.
Moments that... Well, okay.
I know we did a beautiful series.
Cliff's on a pessimistic rant.
No, I'm not. We did a beautiful series of inspirational episodes a few years ago, and they were all wonderful.
And then we got fat.
I need to dig them out, and yeah, we did. But and I know that. I don't know. It's just very weird. I want to start... Living, not only living for love, but just living.
I'm not alive. Am I alive?
Well, here's the other part.
No,
though. It's too fucking hot in Busheltown.
It's too hot
to go anywhere and do anything. That's why it's very easy to be depressed, even more so than in the winter when it's cold. You just don't want to do anything
because you don't want to do anything. You don't want to go out and go anywhere. It's awful.
I was out for like 5. I walked to the Blop Smush Food and More like an idiot.
Yes,
and I. Out like 5 minutes in this heat, and I was just soaking wet, like all over.
Just like when a big fat animal called the elephant fills its long snout full of water from that river stream or whatever and sprays it all over in a showering kind of way.
But I love when animals that aren't supposed to be fat get fat. Like, I love when a big fat squirrel is, like, trying to run through the backyard and trying to get up a tree and can't. Because it reminds me, I sympathize with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not really about fat animals, okay. But I did read this thing about dolphins.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Cliff.
Okay.
And I read about this dolphin, and it said, like, people are studying them because they said they're such a smart animal. But they're not like humans. Is it like we have smart? We're like, we want to get ahead. We want to do this. We want to do that. Like dolphins, they just like, they're smart, but they're like, yeah, let's just swim around the ocean, enjoy it, eat some fish.
It doesn't matter. We're all going to die.
What, look
so
at
what if Jake Gyllenhaal never loves me? What? What is look, Charles?
No,
doing?
I'm just saying, look at him. He has, there's not a thought in his head right now. He doesn't care.
There's not. He's
just like, just going through life. He's doesn't fix that fucking roof.
Scrubbing up the sewage that said there were sewage stains all over the lobby floor.
Why did we pay that hospital bill?
Well, Kendall, don't even, let's not ask questions like that. But now, what about a hog? Do you love pigs? Don't you love them?
I think it's
come on!
A little too close to home. No, I do love a big fat hog. I do love a big fat hog. I do love a big fat hog. I do love a big fat hog.
I love a fat hog.
When I've been to the farm and I've seen these fat hogs just like rolling in the mud, I just like, I just want to do that.
To market, to buy a fat hog. Home again, jiggity jog. Was that the Wizard of Oz?
When no.
Yes, it was. The guy sang it in the
no.
the thing when she was in the gypsy trailer in the beginning, wasn't it?
What was
that from? What does it all mean?
I think you heard Mr. Snotbottom humming that in the hallway.
To market, to buy a fat pig. No, it's from Miracle on 34th
Street.
Oh,
okay. No, that makes more sense.
Okay.
I was like, I don't remember that from Wizard of Oz.
Sorry. Miracle on 34th Street.
That's one movie I could actually remember all the words.
Wizard of Oz was Dorothy! Dorothy! That's right. I get those mixed up.
I actually did that quote today when it was like thunderstorm and I yelled at somebody. I was like, Dorothy!
Look at you. Where was I? Just here sitting, thinking the deep questions. You're
Cliff. This is very interesting to me.
Okay.
I know you love it when I have a real interesting point.
Listen, I love it when you have any kind of a point at all.
Me too.
It happens so
much.
So
do our listeners
frequently.
So much. Lab rats are lab animals in general are also getting fat. And so a lot of people said, oh, well, maybe some animals are getting fatter because they live out in the world and people are feeding them or they're like house pets.
Yeah.
And they say it's like all these chemicals that we ourselves are touching too, like Teflon and stuff. That's why we're so fat. I blame America.
Well, America is definitely to blame. I just want to let
McDonald's, let's go through the list.
Now, Mrs. Potato Bertrand would not want to hear us say that. She is so proud. She has recently joined the Daughters of the Busheltown Revolution, the DBR.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so proud. You have to prove your like Busheltown American heritage for generations back. I keep suggesting perhaps it's a white supremacist organization, but she says no. And if she says no, then I believe her. But she's it's all about pledging to America and to Busheltown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't even think America's that great. But luckily they didn't interview us. They didn't ask us for character witness. I'm like, what? Genocide? Slavery? What's to love?
What?
Donald Trump? Come on! It's a rotting cesspool!
But why did you have to take us there?
I'm just here asking.
You know,
I said
I don't want to talk about Donald Trump on the show.
We won't. There's now an embargo. No Donald Trump.
You heard it here first. We're shutting that down.
Never. 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 Kendall, what I want to do right now, whether you like it or not, I want to throw to a new segment.
Oh, I don't like it.
Austin and Mr. Snodbottom came up with, I don't know what they were doing, how they came up with it, but it's a segment called, What Do You Think Of When You Hear This Word?
It sounds like they got locked in the storage closet.
Perhaps they did.
What do you think of? What do you think of? When you say this word.
When you hear this word.
What do you think of?
All right, we're going to just say some
that
words.
What do you think of?
I've got like 8 words here. I'm just going to ask you a word, and we'll just go back and forth. And listeners, if you don't get it right off, keep on listening. Rewind. Listen again. And it'll come through like Inception. Maybe you had to watch it a few times before you're like, I don't know. Was he asleep? Did he die? What's with Juno being in this movie? But you're going to get it when you hear it over here. So you start, and I'm going to just say the first thing that comes into my mind.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Acid.
Acid?
Mm-hmm.
Reflux.
Okay.
All right. This is how it goes. Okay.
This is how it goes. Get ready. There's more coming.
It only gets better.
This is fun, Cliff. I don't know about the listeners, but I'm having a good
I think
blast.
They were clearly trapped in the storage closet when they came up with this.
Yeah.
All right, Kendall. Pork.
Loin.
All right.
You said the first word
that came to mind. What I
see,
said.
Segment's getting better already. Dead.
Dead.
What do you think?
Dead.
Nothing. Too many things.
Too many things came to my mind.
I saw your brain explode with thoughts.
It did. It's like dead or alive.
Alive. There you
alive.
Go.
Alive.
That's your first thought.
All right. Here you go, Kendall.
I'll help you.
40.
Virgin.
Virgin. All right.
40-year-old virgin.
There you
That's what I got. I'm glad. Should I break it down some more? Glacier.
Melting. Come on, America. They're melting.
Come on, world.
Boob.
What do you think of?
Milk. Oh, what?
All right.
We talked about breastfeeding on the show.
All right.
Turtleneck.
Kendall, I can't even explain to you the wild place my mind went when you just said turtleneck. It was like, whoa, a door opened. I didn't even know it was in my mind. And the door led to this word, sweater.
What do you think of?
Government.
Awful,
all right.
How was that?
All right, I was going to say big.
Impress.
8 inches.
What do you think of?
Farfignugan.
Volkswagen.
All right.
Gravy.
Gravy. On my mashed potatoes, give me gravy. That song is what I think of.
That whole song.
Yeah, I think of the whole song.
Good.
Specifically that little phrase.
I'm glad.
On my mashed potatoes. All right. Sweet.
Savory.
All right. That was great.
Coffin.
Coffin. Ooh. Eternal rest. All right. Adroit.
What the f***? Adroit?
Yeah. I mean skillful.
Data,
all right.
I don't know why. I thought of Android. That's why. And I have one more for you, Cook.
Okay.
What do you think of?
Shit, I forgot what it was.
All right, one more for you, Kendall. I got one more on my list here.
Okay.
Honeycomb.
What do you think of?
Part of a complete breakfast.
Tuna.
Is that the name of tuna?
I thought of like bumblebee tuna.
Oh.
Tuna came to mind.
I
worked backwards.
We're thinking too much. All right, we've got to take a break here, Kendall. I've got to get Charles. He's got to. There's a whole spot of sewage he's missed over by the bathroom.
Missed? You mean ignored?
No, Kendall. It's the one you tracked in. You know, got all in your sneakers.
Oh, let's not talk about anymore. It makes me sick.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
What do you think of?
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
In an emergency, it's critical for your rescuers to know if you have diabetes, an allergy to medication, a heart problem, or any other medical condition. When you join Medic Alert, your emblem tells them about your condition and shows them the number to call for vital information from your medical file. Medic Alert membership, it's instant identification and so much more. Join now.
Call 1-800-ID-ALERT. That's 1-800-ID-ALERT.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. Oh, I'm so happy that we're back, Cliff.
I'm so happy. Kendall, while I was sitting in the break there, I was yearning deeply. Do you ever just sit and yearn deeply?
For what? Food?
Other than food. Okay. Obviously, we sit and yearn for food.
Yeah.
That's a given. As though, you know, same as like Cliff and Kendall are on the show.
Okay, let me amend my answer. I yearn for almost everything I can think of, yes.
Okay. Because what's something you just sit and yearn for? Are they things that you could have or things that just you couldn't even have?
I Yes, they're all both.
Yeah.
A lot of times I yearn for so many things that I could have.
Tell us about it.
I mean, I yearn to. Well, obviously, you know, we yearn to lose weight. I yearn to exercise, to feel like I want to exercise. I yearn to get out and be with people. I yearn all these things, and then my brain takes over and says, no, you want to sit here and watch this movie and eat a pizza and go to bed. So, I, you know, I yearn to do more with my life. I yearn to read more. I yearn to do the show that I'm not doing.
He's got a whole lot of yearning going on. And I do too. What I've been yearning for lately, I just yearn. I watched Valley Girl a few weeks ago. You ever seen Valley Girl?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's so good with Nicolas Cage. And he's like 21.
I've never seen him.
Yeah. But it's just so good. It's so 80s. You know, this girl, she's a Valley Girl, obviously. Mm-hmm. But not like an overly exaggerated one. And he's like this punk, and they fall in love from two different worlds. And she's like, I don't know if my friends will let me hang out with you. And he's like, but I love you. And oh, it was just so great. And she had these like frilly sweaters, and he was all dressed like he was a member of the Ramones or something. And it was just fantastic. And I just wanted to die and live in that movie and be an 80s teen, Kendall. I don't know why. It's just one of those things I sit and yearn for. Things I couldn't even have, like being thin or living on Mars. It's not gonna happen. It couldn't have ever happened the way my life has gone. But I wish it had.
Well, you know, Cliff, we went through so much.
We
didn't go through this.
No.
The world went through so much with like world wars and all in the 50s and whatever. 60s come around, 70s come around. There's all this love and happiness. And the 80s was like the last bit of that before it all went away and we realized how awful things are in our lives.
So I think you forgot,
you know what I mean?
Vietnam. But I have been watching Family Ties lately. And the parents, of course, were like these hippies from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke was that Alex was like this Reaganite Republican and all this.
Uh-huh.
But everything the parents say, the hippie parents, I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. Do you identify with like the hippies in movies?
Oh, I do. Yes. Any hippies.
Because they're like...
Movies are in real life.
Yeah, they're like... Because they're talking like, hey, peace and love. I'm like, who doesn't want to talk about peace and love?
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. If we could all just relax and come on, people now, smile on your brother, get together, everybody, love one another right now.
But here's what's funny. When you're younger...
This show is a plea!
It is. We're just yearning and pleading.
It's a show full of yearning! We've never yearned this much on air before.
But Cliff, what's so funny?
8 years in.
It's when you're younger, you have this vitriol, and you're like angry, and you want to fight people. And then as you grow older, instead of fighting, you're just like, why aren't you seeing this way? Like, I don't want to fight with people. I don't want to spend the time fighting with them. I'm just like, how do you not want to just love each other?
I would say I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'm an eater, not a lover. Sorry, that's right here. And what I want to do desperately is help just a few people.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm yearning to help some people, Cliff.
You're yearning, I'm yearning.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
You're dear us.
Dear
All right.
Cliff.
Kendall, read me a letter.
Alright. Oh, I ripped the letter a bit. Alright, dear Cliff and Kendall. I've been dating Chris for almost 5 years. He's my high school sweetheart.
That's your problem right there.
We still live with our parents, but we feel we're ready to move out and start our lives together. The issue is I have a cat, Silky, and a dog named Chip. Chris can't stand them. He has said he doesn't want Silky to live in our
home. I'm here.
Oh, I thought you were laughing. No. He says he doesn't want Silky to live in our home, and he would make her an outdoor cat. He also doesn't want Chips to come home with us because Chips can be whiny and vocal. I feel it's my responsibility to take my pets with me when I move out. I don't want to abandon them and leave them with my parents, and I absolutely refuse to put them up for adoption. I feel if I decide to bring them with me, Chris will make them feel miserable. Silky's afraid of him, and Chris doesn't like Chips getting close to him. I love my boyfriend, but I love my pets, too. Please tell me what to do, and that's stuck in the middle in California.
Break up and find somebody new. All right, here's the next
Amen,
Cliff and Kendall right
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
I mean, come on. All right, here we go, Kendall. Here's another one for me. I just had to rip that one part there. And let's see, what does this say? It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall. Oh, okay.
No, that's different.
Yeah. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I hang out with my sister Daenerys a lot. She's 12 years older than me. She had a major facelift years ago, and periodically she has had cosmetic procedures to beautify herself. I've had Botox, but don't want a facelift. I will age gracefully, Cliff and Kendall, just at a slightly slower pace than nature intended. I love Daenerys. I think she looks great. However, Cliff and Kendall, when we are together and tell people we're sisters, oh my god, they always think I'm the older one. Cliff and Kendall, my feelings are hurt all the time. When my parakeet died, I gained 60 pounds.
I hear you.
Food was the method I chose to deal with my grief.
Oh, amen.
Cliff and Kendall, I have been doing internet workouts to lose weight and feel great, and I am one-third the way to my goal and very proud. But when these encounters happen, I get thrown off and begin stuffing brownies in my mouth. Cliff and Kendall, how do I answer people who ask about the age difference and make those mean, hurtful comments? And that's signed, Younger... Damn it, in Utica.
I got four words.
Four words.
I can sum this up in four words.
He can answer this letter in one note.
I want to play this way from now on.
Okay.
Four words.
And we answer as few words as possible.
Great job.
Great job. Great job.
Welcome.
All right.
That's what you do. She's such a good job.
Good job, and now become promiscuous. Just do it.
No, not come that way.
Oh.
Fuck them for being rude and don't worry about them.
Yeah, who cares what they say?
Yeah. Because you know she's going to go with our advice, hopefully.
You know she's going to go with our advice. Kendall, come on, she listens to us. She can't be that dumb. Can't be that stupid. She's a big fan.
Cliff, I'm so glad we were able to help those people. I really am.
I'm so glad we helped those people together. Kendall, speaking of beautiful songs, mm-hmm. I wanted to say something that you did to our listeners.
Mr.
I thought
Bum, turn off his mic.
No, it was beautiful, and it showed just how sensitive you were. When I was feeling bad a few weeks ago, you came over for movie night to my mm-hmm. apartment because I wasn't feeling too good. And you humored me, and you let us watch the wonderful 4-star documentary, One Direction, This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been out a few years.
I'm a giver, Cliff.
Never seen it. And I have to say, it was so good. It's such a moving story to see them go on the contest and then become rich. It is so moving. And I cried through most of the whole movie.
They went to a contest?
Yeah, you were an idiot. You watched it. What were you doing making popcorn? Then they were on
probably,
the X Factor.
Probably.
In England.
That's it.
And they all got put together. And it was like totally like fate, and Simon Cowell did it. And so, but anyway, I cried through the whole thing, but you let those tears flow, mister. You remember the part. Come on. You remember when Zane, he called and gave his mother that house when he bought her the house?
Well, look.
Come on. It was a beautiful moment.
That was personal, and it touched me. I thought, oh, how wonderful it would be to, like, give my mother a house.
I know. And your mother and I think that it would be great, too. And I'm sure what they left
You're
out.
Like, I'll take one. She'll take one.
I'm sure they just left out the part where Zane gave his best friend a house, too. And something had to end up on the cutting room floor. But it's an excellent movie. Even Kendall loved it. After it was over, he was wiping his tears. He's like, wow, you know, they are very talented young men. And they are.
Very
and
talented.
I just cried the whole time. Because it's moving. It was a moving thing. But anyway, I wanted to let our listeners know how sensitive you were and how much you loved documentary cinema.
Well.
And that's it. And that's something
it's my love for documentary cinema that got me through
That's what it was. It propelled us all that day. And that's something everybody should know.
It's time for the game show that makes you dumb. Things you should know. And now your host...
We are.
if you weren't for sure, it was
what
us.
What was that?
Kendall, Bob.
No, Mr. Snowbun, what are you
sorry
doing?
Sorry, Bob. I have to freaking discuss and all this bells and scandals. Is that you, Bob?
Me?
Yes, it is.
I am just as disgusted as you
it
are.
It is.
You sorry, Bob's going to discuss, which is part of the budget.
Someone said something about
yes.
belching, dear.
Oh, dear. Bells this entire episode.
No, I have not belched once.
I thought I was told that years ago.
Have I told you that belching is just disgusting, dear? No one wants to listen to that with their headphones in their ear, and it just permeates their eardrums, dear.
It just penetrates and it just is unexpected and unwelcome, and it's not a consensual situation.
It's uncouth.
And Kendall promises to stop. Is that okay?
I'm not belching.
Yes, come on, dear.
As long as you promise, dear. Come on, dear. Is that one of my toilets, dear? I've told you a million times.
All right, sorry, I don't know what that was. This is things you should know.
That's what it is.
All right,
here we go, Cliff.
Here we go.
How many so-called maximum security cells protect the town of Mayberry.
Dos Equis
is correct, Cliff. You are correct.
I'm correct.
I should have known you were going to get that one.
Don't ask me about Mayberry or I will tell you. All right, here we go. Kendall, speaking of classics, here we're going over the classics. How many years did Jeannie and astronaut Tony Nelson live in sin before marrying?
Four.
Oh, Kendall, in the 60s, you think they would let him live in sin for 4 whole years? Three. They just three.
I was like, man, I'm just a product of the 80s.
You're just a product of the damn 80s.
Okay, Cliff. Who was the first female correspondent on 60 Minutes?
60 Minutes. Was it Cokie Roberts?
No.
No. Was it Connie Chung?
No.
No. Was it Leslie Stahl?
Let's keep going. No.
Barbara Walters?
No.
That chimp.
Almost out.
That chimp who used to be on the Today Show.
No.
No. Who?
Diane Sawyer.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Oh.
I forgot about her. She's the poor man's Cokie Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendall, what six words complete the jingle? N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
What character? Is that what you said?
What six words complete the jingle? N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Toll House. I don't know.
Toll House, Toll House, Toll House, Toll House, Toll House, Toll House would be an acceptable answer. That's for six words.
Six words? I think it's six letters.
Sweet Jesus. When you out there listening and Kendall listen back, you'll get it. All right? You'll get it the second time around. N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
I was like, six letters?
God.
Sorry, you think I have time to focus on this?
Damn it. All right.
I'm very busy trying to read my questions over here.
All right.
What Star Trek character's name means freedom?
Freedom. 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 Talking about freedom. Da-da-da-da-da, Spock.
Na-da-da-da-da-da, no.
No?
Uhura.
Uhura, I should have known.
You should have.
Shoulda. Woulda, coulda. All right, Kendall, finally for me over here.
Finally.
This is something everybody's knowing. They're going to shout it out, and hopefully you'll hear it from
okay,
somebody.
I'm going to pay attention this time.
What did Kip finally admit to Sunny during the second season of Bosom Buddies?
That he was actually his brother.
No, that he was a man.
I'd never seen
Christ, this is all the time we have for things you should know.
Join us next time where I might get a question.
Kendall, I'm yearning. I'm yearning over here.
I'm yearning for some sad music.
There it is. I'm yearning.
I'll tell you what I'm yearning for, Cliff. I'm yearning for our listeners to go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Email us, cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give
Sounds
us a
good.
Call, 818-308-4FAT. Anything.
Okay.
Just reach out to us.
I like it. All right. Kendall, got a quote here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've gained and lost the same 10 pounds so many times over and over again. My cellulite must have deja vu. And that was said by who but Jane Wagner.
I thought maybe you were recording that like at my house somewhere.
No.
Cliff, if you pick up a starving dog and make him prosperous, he will not bite you. This is the principal difference between a dog and a man.
Mm.
Mark Twain. Our favorite.
The Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Mm-hmm.
Another Cliff and Kendall of her time said this. It's okay to be fat, so you're fat. Just be fat and shut up about it. And that was said by Roseanne, who of course also said she wasn't going to buy a vacuum cleaner until Sears made one she could ride on.
Just be fat and shut up.
Shut up about it, what our listeners have been saying for 400 episodes.
We still haven't got the hint.
Shut up about it. I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. We'll be right back.
joke that was.
How about your...